USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After a proven history of lying by the FBI against President Trump, 45 is reportedly suing the U.S. government over the FBI raid of his Florida home, claiming his constitutional Fourth Amendment protections were trounced on by the Justice Department. As the judicial branch of government seeks to keep secret the warrant authorizing the raid, President Trump wants a special master to review the warrant in its entirety. Harmeet Dhillon on Fox News is a civil rights attorney pointing out the department's double standard.
I mean, we learned during the Hillary Clinton email scandal that overclassification is rampant. Hillary Clinton wasn't even the former president.
For the second time, the Pentagon denied a request on Monday by Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to activate the National Guard to assist with illegal immigrants. Bank of America is reporting rent prices in the United States are rising at the fastest pace in decades. USA Radio News.
Whether you're taking your pets on the road or a walk around the block, you need to be aware of heat stroke. Hi, I am Dr. Jose Arce, immediate past president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. It's important that pets get out and enjoy the warm weather and fresh air, but here are some reminders to help keep your pets safe in the heat. Tune into the day's forecast to see how hot it will be. Limit exercise on hot days or schedule walks earlier or later on the day when it's cooler. If outside, stay on the grass instead of the hot pavement. Make sure your pet has unlimited fresh water and access to shade. Never leave your pet in a closed vehicle. And leave your pet at home in air conditioning when you go out. If you see signs of heat strokes in your pet, such as excessive panting, drooling, unsteadiness, or abnormal gum and tongue color, call your veterinarian or nearest emergency clinic. For more info on summer pet safety, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
Let's get an update on the Iran nuclear deal with Tim Berg.
The ball is in Washington's court when it comes to reviving the 2015 nuclear deal between world powers and Iran. Tehran submitted a response last week to the latest proposal from the European Union on a nuclear agreement. The State Department is working to put together a response to Iran's comments. Iran accuses the United States of putting off indirect talks to resume the deal. State Department spokesman Ned Price acknowledged delays in the negotiation, but says the United States is not to blame for that.
It has languished at times for months and months because of the action, or oftentimes was the case, inaction from Iran. The notion that we have delayed this negotiation in any way is just not true.
We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Like clockwork, as the FBI and the Department of Justice seek redactions for the warrant to raid President Trump's home, the leaks from the agencies to the media continue to show one side of the story. The same tactics were used when the FBI lied to the American people about Russiagate. As the FBI and the Department of Justice are being accused of trouncing the Constitution of the United States and the Fourth Amendment protections, President Trump filed a lawsuit Monday seeking the appointment of a special master. Harmeet Dhillon on Fox News is a civil rights attorney.
The very fact that this is how the United States Department of Justice plays its games should be front and center in a motion about a special master. That type of shenanigan is exactly what got a special master appointed in the Project Veritas case, where the FBI raided American journalists on a very flimsy pretext because of Ashley Biden's diary. And so here, similarly, I think that is actually something that can be used on the offense. It is improper for the DOJ. It is a violation of the DOJ's regulations. It's a violation of law to use the press in this manner. And frankly, even after you set aside all the hype in that article and take it at face value, so what?
Three law enforcement officers in Crawford County, Arkansas, were suspended Sunday after video emerged online of a man apparently being beaten during an arrest. 27-year-old Randall Worcester is accused of attacking a police officer. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.